My name is John Erling. Today's date is September 30th, 2010.
My name is Eddie Eugene Sutton. I was born March 12th, 1936 in Dodge City, Kansas. I am 74 years old.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are recording this in the Spirit Bank building in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born, Eddie?
I was born in Dodge City, Kansas.
What kind of a community is that?
Well, it's an old cow town, a farming community. When I was born, it was probably a town of about, 15,000 people.
By the way, the research says you were born in Buckland, Kansas.
That's wrong.
And that's wrong.
Uh-huh. I didn't move to Buckland until after World War II.
Tell us your mother's name and her maiden name and where she grew up.
My mother's name was Burl Cromer. She was born in a little community, Mullenville, which was located about 35 miles east of Dodge City, Kansas, approximately 100 miles west of Wichita, Kansas.
What kind of a person was she?
She was a live wire. She was a person that, being an only child, I think she probably helped spoil me. My family was of meager means, but once I realized I wanted to play sports, well, she was always one that would shag the ball for me when we would play catch or pass the ball off of the backboard on the garage when I was shooting hoops. So she was always one that was very supportive and a very loving person.
Your father's name and where he came from?
My father's name was Orville Sutton. He was born out in the panhandle of Oklahoma in an old sod house. My grandfather was a person that, I guess, harvested wheat and had a machine, a thrashing machine. They moved to western Kansas. He eventually ended up in Dodge City. That's where he met my mother.
You referred to your grandfather.
My grandfather, I never got to know him that well because he passed away before I was old enough really to remember him very well, but they had a thrashing machine. In the old days, they didn't have combines. They had where they would thrash wheat, and he had a thrash machine and did a little bit of farming out in the panhandle. And they did live in a sod home. And a lot of people today probably wouldn't know what that is, but that's what they lived in, I guess, the late 1800s and the early 1900s.
Can you imagine wintertime in Oklahoma in a sod house?
No. I think we've gotten spoiled in our present age. I would have hated to live in those days.
Your father, then, what did he do for a living?
My father was a mechanic by trade, but he was a person that could just do about anything. I mean, he was an electrician, a plumber, but he was a mechanic. And when World War II broke out in 1941, he worked for a contractor, and they built Air Force bases all over Kansas. I lived in a lot of towns in Kansas, Wichita, Winfield, Wellington, Leavenworth, Salina, because he moved around when they were building these Air Force bases. Then when the war was over, that's when we moved back to Buckland, where I did most of my education as far as elementary, junior high, and high school.
Looks-wise or personality-wise, do you favor your mother or your father in any way?
Probably favor more my mother than I would my father, but he was a wonderful man, and he only had an eighth grade education, but he could just do almost anything. He could build things. After I left to go to college, he built a home in the small town of Buckland, and he and one other person built the whole home and plumbed it and did everything. So he was very talented, but did not have formal education, but had a big heart and just was a wonderful man and was so well liked by everybody in the community.
Was he supportive of your sports interests?
Very much so. Yeah, he and my mother did everything possible to allow me to mature and spend time in sports. I can remember when we were living on the farm, any time that there was a practice session in baseball or any of the other sports that I participated in, well, he always made a sacrifice to make sure that I could get there for practice. I did a lot of playing catch off the old barn, throwing the ball at the barn and retrieving it, same way in shooting at baskets. So my mother, whenever she could, she'd come out when I was small and throw the ball back to me. I would have liked to have had a brother or a sister.
The first school you attended, the elementary school?
It was an elementary school in Dodge City, Kansas. I just went to kindergarten there. that's when my dad started moving around. I went to a lot of different elementary schools as we moved around from 1941 to 1945.
In junior high school, where were you?
I was in Buckland. I moved back to Buckland. I think I was in the fifth grade when we moved back. I went there from the fifth through the 12th grade. Buckland was not a very large town, probably 600 or 700 people, but we lived out on a farm, had 160 acres that my dad leased and raised a few cattle and wheat. We only had 60 students in the whole high school, 18 in my graduating class, so it was very small.